All right. Well, we are back at the Shit Yeah Show. Really, really excited. It's been like 2 months.
Shit yeah.
Shit yeah. Shit yeah.
Restaurant business sucks sometimes, and there's gaps, and it's not the main priority, but it actually hasn't been because of really things that have been sucking. It's things that are awesome. We're in an enormous growth, growth chapter of the business where we've got Jupiter, our location in Jupiter getting going. That'll be open in the next 2 or 3 months.
Soon.
We've got a franchise location in the Villages that'll be open. So we're going to be bringing some energy down there. And then we have Jacksonville over in Brooklyn Station. So the team is expanding. We've got incredible opportunities happening. And excited to share with that with this episode of the Shit Yeah Show. So episode awesome. 23.
Yes, almost to 26.
I know, we're getting there. So you've seen Sam before. Sam, we're restaurant business, wearing a lot of hats. What's your areas of responsibility now? It's been evolved from GM of downtown to now.
To administration, to retail sales, catering. You name it, I've probably got my toe in that pool somehow.
The Shit Yeah Shop.
Shit Yeah Shop.
Private events.
Sauce. All of it. All the things.
Really doing some incredible stuff for the business as we grow. It's, in the beginning when you have your business, you've got people wearing a lot of hats. Now we're starting to grow and expand, and franchising is certainly expanding, and now everybody can kind of get into a little bit more defined area of responsibility. But you're one that kind of is still wearing a lot of hats.
Yeah, it's a lot of hats. I'm okay with it, though. Yeah. It makes the days that go by quicker when you have a lot to do.
There is a lot to do. Yeah, this is true.
You just got to be organized. That's the key. Organized.
That's it.
Time planning, time management.
And then so today, our guest coming from our Drayton Street location.
My name is Patton James. Hey, guys. How we doing?
Living the dream, man.
Living the dream.
That's it, in the restaurant business. Yeah. So we are filming in our studio office, and office studio, whatever order that would be. So we have some people that may be coming in and out, a UPS driver. That's just part of what we have going on. But really excited to have Patton here. Patton is a host at our Drayton Street location, and we'll chat about his experience in the restaurant business, the second business restaurant that you worked in. Mm-hmm. So. We've got that, but so we'll try to keep it, standard within 26 minutes as the goal.
That's the goal.
The things we talk about are what sucks about the restaurant business, what do we love about the restaurant business, and then what needs to change about the restaurant business. So what do you think we're doing well? Certainly can talk about what we're not doing well in our business. There's days that it sucks in every restaurant. That's why we call it the Shit Yeah Show, and the yeah's crossed out, because at any moment it can turn into a shit show. This past weekend, actually, it was the water advisory. Where we had to boil water and deal with all of that. And I'm happy I'm not in day-to-day operations, because I remember when I was, and that sucked.
Yeah, because normally when there's one thing, there's another.
It snowballs into it, and it's really tough. It's tough on everybody, all six stakeholders. Our team has to deal with it. They aren't making money. It makes their job harder. So there's a death by a thousand cuts in this business. But so happy to have you on the team.
Thank you.
So how long have you been with us?
I have been with y'all, or been with Zunzi's for 2 months now.
2 months. Yeah.
It probably feels like 10
it
months.
It feels like...
There is Zunzi time.
It feels great, guys. Yeah. But I've been a host for 2 months, working up the server. Loving it so far. Love my coworkers. Love the team. Pretty fire stuff.
Yeah. Well, you've been there during a transition. So our GM from Tybee, Brad, who many of you know, just an awesome guy, just wanted to take that next step in regards to being able to grow with the company. And personally and professionally, it was the right time. So has moved to that location and is doing great things. Mm-hmm. And Brian, who's our manager downtown, has gone to Tybee. And we're just seeing the both of them thrive in the locations.
They're loving it. It was a great
swap. We talk about not wanting to play people checkers as a cultural thing. But that was more of a people chess, where I think it was the right time and the right place. And it seems like that's been good. So you're a host training for server.
Yes.
How did you get into the restaurant business?
Originally, when I was living in San Diego a couple of years ago, I was just looking for a job. And I saw Chipotle on the road, and I was like, let's go there. And so I applied, got the job during the interview, which should have been like a slight red flag, because they didn't really talk to me that much. They were just like, great, you can start tomorrow. I was like, okay.
And so that was when? That was last
year? That was 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
So that was, Chipotle has changed a lot. As
yes,
people,
it has.
As some of our listeners know, I have studied Chipotle. I used to go there all of the time. Man, one of the best company cultures that I think has gone in the wrong direction. Got a great CEO now, but in my opinion, under the last, it was all about profits. It was all about being a public company and driving shareholder value, which is certainly important. But the restaurant business is a very fragile business. There's no business that takes more people to operate and honestly generate less sales per man hour than the restaurant business. If there's one, I haven't heard of it yet, and I think that's why it's so complicated. But they used to have one of the best cultures. I'm not sure if they still have the 13 on the hat, but they used to, where it was 13 characteristics that you had to have in order to be hired. I'm gonna pull them up,
okay,
and we can chat about them.
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead and kind of chat about, so that you were hired within basically just...
Within about 5 minutes.
So you had a pulse.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got in there, didn't get much training, and was thrown into the prep world of cooking. So I'd get there around 6 a.m. every day, stay till around 2:33. And it's mostly just, for me, it was for at least the prep cooks, it was the same exact thing every day, no exceptions.
Gotcha.
So start off lettuce,
yeah,
guac, pico, marinate steak. It's all that, but it's the same work. I don't remember it as much because it
right.
was 2 years ago, but it was monotonous, but I did have good coworkers.
Yeah.
So I really liked
Well, they've got a
coworkers.
System in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
yeah.
think there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, this business is all about the people of the business. And, you know, here we go. We're probably going to be at 26 plus minutes in regards to this. We start talking about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chipotle was the restaurant to beat. Like, they were
the, oh, they
were the forefront of fast casual. Because I
yeah.
remember
Tex-Mex.
In my old, at Zoe's Kitchen, like, that's where you wanted to build your model, was after the Chipotle model, because it seemed like they had it all figured out.
And they really did. And it really started with the passion of Steve Ells, the founder. Right. And then they had really, what I would say, if you look at the book Rocket Fuel under EOS operating system, where it's, you have a visionary founder, mm-hmm. and then you have the integrator. That's how we operate our business with Kevin, our COO, and myself. So I can just download to him and then he can disperse it out. They had a great relationship mm-hmm. with that. And most companies do when you have that type of founder that's there. But he was CIA trained, you know, so very, you know, the Culinary Institute of America. So very much driven on that. Very purpose-driven, wanted to change the restaurant industry with a burrito. So the supply chain for farmers, that was a big part of it. But he knew the key was the people and to it. And so they narrowed it down to 13 characteristics, where if you didn't have all 13, they wouldn't hire you. So you had to be conscientious, had to be respectful, hospitable. Actually, I'll just go through, because a conscientious, wishing to do one's work or duty well and thoroughly. Respectful, treating others as you would like to be treated. Hospitable, being friendly and welcoming to guests and coworkers. High energy, maintaining a lively and positive atmosphere. Infectiously enthusiastic, which is a huge one in the industry. Sales is a transfer of energy. So showing intense and eager enjoyment or approval. Happy, being positive or pleasant. You're a pretty happy guy, I can tell. Presentable, appearing well-groomed and put together. Smart, having intuition and common sense to make the workplace safe and efficient. Polite, motivated, ambitious, curious, and honest. So you look at that, and it's very well-rounded on that list, and it was tough to meet those standards. And the best restaurants were very selective, but because of that selectivity, it allowed you, once you had that in place, then you maintained, because it was all aligned. And so I saw, as the CEO, who's now he's the CEO of Starbucks, when he came on, he was the chief marketing officer at Taco Bell. He came on and took over Chipotle, and then 13 characteristics out the window, focused on mobile ordering, you know, all of this change, great marketing of real food, mm-hmm. right? There was that piece of it. But I think the people, there was less focus on that. And, you know, it's just fascinating to see how quickly culture can change. And it is a big ship to steer when you look at that. And, you know, I just kind of wonder why they got rid of something that was such a core pillar of their success.
It probably wasn't really too sustainable. I mean, if you look at that, like, those characteristics are built for an amazing team employee model. If you can imagine if every employee had those characteristics, you have a gold mine. I mean, they're very similar to how Chick-fil-A
right.
hires their employees as well.
So if you look at that though, you know, I would say we don't need 10,000 people to open a restaurant. If we can't find in a full service restaurant 50 or 60 people that check the box, then we're in the wrong business, mm-hmm. right? And so our goal is to be the employer of choice, and really by doing that, it's by giving to grow the relationships. Some really fun stuff that we have coming up with service industry with our service
yes.
night. We've been doing for a long time half off service industry 7 days a week, just with our purpose of serving the service industry as our main stakeholder, our team number one, and then everybody else in it, because they're the engine of our business. But fascinating with Chipotle. So what? Let's go ahead and say, so that's how you got into the business, been with us 2 months. What did you like working in a love about Chipotle?
I liked how quick we were.
Yeah.
I learned how to be very fast on my feet for long hours or just 8 hour shifts, regular hours. but yeah, consistency was a big part of it. Like,
well, they're processed out. They're
yeah.
systems.
Yeah.
How was their training?
Little to none.
Okay.
I didn't really get trained, so my training was basically just watch and learn.
Right. So it was what we call shoulder to shoulder. Mm-hmm. Was there online training or anything like that?
We had a few videos. Yeah.
Okay.
Videos like on the iPad
right.
they give us. That was my training, was just watching those videos and then getting in there and getting hands on. And so it was a big adjustment because I hadn't had a job like that before. I just worked mostly retail. And so getting into a kitchen and seeing like how chaotic it can be,
yeah.
While also like keeping an order was tough to maintain, but I enjoyed it for a couple months, but I left after 3, so.
Gotcha. Okay. So, what sucked about it?
Early hours. I'm not a big
yeah.
early. I mean, that's a personal thing though.
How early?
I had to get up at 5 every day pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. And then It was hot back there in the kitchen, so we were sweating with pants on. We had
right.
to wear pants.
Sounds about right.
Yeah,
sounds
about
right. yeah. And then my manager was very mean to all of us, like passive aggressive. I'm not gonna name drop, you know,
yeah.
but yeah, but very passive aggressive, and so it didn't really help with like our team because we were on a system. We were go, and if we didn't do things a second ahead of time, it would be on us and we would have to catch up a lot. So,
and that just shows, just hearing you speak about why a lot of people leave the restaurant mm-hmm. industry. And one of the two main factors why people leave restaurant, one is lack of training, because mm-hmm. then they feel like they're not doing their job appropriately, and then leadership. So like, that's probably why you left after 3 months.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest things that caused people to leave were factored into your job there.
And it's so easy to say it's those two things,
mm-hmm.
right? I say the restaurant business is simple, but it's not easy, right? Is you can break these things down into very simple things of just, you know, have good leaders and managers, and then make sure you have good training before uh-huh. someone starts and have ongoing training. But the restaurant business is so volatile. There's going to be call outs. There can be boil advisories. You've got, there's menu changes, LTOs, all of these different things.
Snow in a city that shouldn't have snow.
And so that's why our marketing, you know, our first pillar of marketing is execution trumps everything. That's the mm-hmm. first thing is, unless you're, you know, crushing 5-star reviews, and if you have a mystery shop program, which we've got rolling out with our 26X cards, check out 26xcard.com. The key to our business is that we want to value relationships more than anything else. And so starting with our team, but it's a way that you can give us feedback about our business. So we want to get that feedback, right? And then hustle harder is our second pillar, but it's like, you know, so much marketing gets done and then all of a sudden it's not good when you get there. And so it's just not an easy business that you just got to every single day be very disciplined. And then really, I think just be a good steward of the people that you already have. And so let's talk about, you know, our experience at Zunzibar. So this is, I think I met you before at the restaurant
very briefly,
we haven't had,
yeah, no.
This is, I really thoroughly enjoy getting to spend this time talking about the business, but it's cool because in general, when I talk to our team, it's like, it's actually running better than I was at the helm. So,
yeah.
So switching from founder-led to leader-led. But just kind of talk about your experience with us.
Yeah, so I started about 2 months ago. I remember, like, I had eaten there several times before, so okay. I had an incentive to go. I was like, the food's really good, and everybody's so nice to me every time. So I was like, maybe I could see if they're hiring. And then I walked in, and yeah, they were. So I got the job, started training.
How was that process?
It was good. I liked how I had, like, an interview and then an orientation,
okay.
like, later, because in my other restaurant experience, it just wasn't that.
Right.
So it was a nice change of pace. Yeah. And then, I mean, I'm very, like, energetic and outgoing most of the time.
Yeah, you just have that natural personality.
I just got that pizzazz.
You got the Riz.
The Riz.
That's what all the kids are saying now. Man.
Yeah. Still full of Riz.
Oh, is that for charisma?
Yeah, yes. It's charisma, yeah. Isn't that funny?
Well, I didn't find out until later.
Yeah, so when people call me Riz, the Riz.
Yeah,
welcome to the 40s.
But yeah, the charisma is on point. So I knew, like, I applied as a server, but I hadn't really worked. I've never been a server before. Yeah. So I'm starting out as a host, and I love it. And so every time someone comes to the door, it gives me an opportunity to talk to someone,
yeah.
which is, like, kind of my thing, you know? So Zanzibar gives me the opportunity to do that, like, socialize, and then meet new people, i.e. coworkers,
yeah.
and management. And also the food is banging. Like, the wings, I get them every time. So, yeah.
And I love that you applied as a server, but they decided. Because I've always found, even when I was in the store level, that when a person would come with a serving experience, I would always recommend host. Because mm-hmm. I've always found that when you start at that position, some of the best servers start as a host. Because
yeah, then
you already learned all the process that a lot of servers don't know before you hit the floor. So I think... if that's what the path that you're going, I think you're probably going to be an amazing server.
All good. So good. So just very happy to hear about that. We're, you know, no business is perfect. There's no perfect person, and this business is imperfect people serving imperfect people in it. And it just, we're moving in the right direction. What it sounds like, good to hear orientation and onboarding.
Yeah.
And that's going well. So what, I guess what sucks about it? Just, you know, the things that suck about operating in our business, because it's important. That's my goal of this is to just know what's good. That's why we have the 26X Text Club.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get that feedback that comes directly to me and some other people part of the 26X family. More to come on that.
So, as a person, I always like having something to do. Like, I like being on my feet. And so when we are on the slow days and I'm a host and I'm just up there, that's what sucks for me.
And it's hot.
I want to say it's hot.
It's the
Barry Drayton.
And the umbrella at the host stand isn't always reliable, you know, cause like the sun will beam down and you'll be like, dude, what the, so that's one part. If I had to pick another, it might be like, I think like, I think the bar production's really solid, but I mean, like all things, there's room for improvement.
Yeah.
And just like, I've just heard like certain people talk about, like servers talk about, how the bar isn't like when it's slowish and they don't have a drink on time, it gets frustrating for the servers, you know?
Sure.
That's what I've heard. I don't really have that many gripes though. Yeah. I mean,
That's good.
Even though this is a Zunzi's podcast, I'm being honest. I just don't have that much wrong with it. That's why.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, like I said, we haven't prepped for this. It was, you know, we've got so many great people just preparing for the growth, and so I would hope that's where we're going at that with our flagship location.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the new bar, so for those listeners who haven't been there, new bar,
come check it out for sure.
About 6 months ago, but it's really transformed and it's being elevated. New website, so you can kind of give a direction.
Lounge area.
Zanzibar Seafood and Surf Bar. Lounge area that's going to get some more sprucing and all about moving in the direction we want to go with the updated brand. So I think a big thing too is Zunzi's and Zunzibar are completely different brands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a takeout model and then there's a full service seafood surf bar. And
like the
got
beach
that.
Club kind of deal. Yeah. I'm liking how we're developing. And yeah. I saw the lounge. I was like, yo.
Yeah, for real.
We're
going to
keep
it's
on going
sweet.
In that direction. Yeah. And it's fun. Amazing new menu updates that we're going
to start. That's what I'm probably the most excited about.
That are coming back. Like Brad mentioned to me a couple of them. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, so they're going hard in the seafood, mm-hmm. and you know, just it's exciting there.
Especially
so,
with our new chef, Chef Ed.
Yes.
So
chef
that's
Ed's
exciting.
On board, so making some changes there. All things to make you say shit yeah.
Shit yeah.
So shit, yeah. Let's talk about you know, just overall in the restaurant business, that you know, what do you see that you feel like is something that needs to change in general? You're a customer going out to places, mm-hmm. right? What do you think that we may do as well that you think is good or that we need to change? Just overall change, I think that's the key.
Change in the industry?
Is that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love how the first thought that came to mind was like in fine dining, because I've had a few friends that work at like fine dining in Savannah, and it's aggressive. You know, it's really intense, and a lot of people quit very soon.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I get the intensity of it because it is a very like cutthroat industry sometimes with fine dining. But I think like if we can just dumb it down a little bit, I think people would stay around a little more. And maybe there's some truth to that, maybe not, but that's just how I feel about it.
Fine dining is a fascinating
mm-hmm.
thing. The restaurant business, like many, is an art and a science. And then when you get to that level of fine dining, you know, you get so insane
it's
about
so
the
particular.
Product. It's
yeah.
so particular, yeah. and there's some great places, Common Threads doing awesome stuff. There's some great fine dining, new ones coming in.
Yeah, fine dining servers are a totally different breed of servers.
Oh my God, yeah.
Completely different
I've
breed.
Heard some of the rules that my friend works at this restaurant here, and she was telling me about, like, how you have to serve a certain drink from the right side of the person instead of the left, because like it's just
it's all
like,
about
whoa.
Proper
yeah,
serving
yeah,
etiquette,
yeah.
like serving
yeah.
from the left, busting from the right. Mm-hmm. I dabbled a little bit in fine dining, and it was definitely not my cup of tea mm-hmm. whatsoever.
And so the restaurant business just goes runs the gamut of everything from, you know, robot restaurants to fine dining.
Yeah.
I think in the end, there's an expectation that you have going into every business. And when you go and you're spending $200 a head for this crazy fine dining experience, mm-hmm. you expect to have
yep.
all of
oh,
that
yeah.
there. And so
I agree.
The shit yeah experience that we talk about is just, this is, we try to set the tone of what we are. And then we just want to exceed that expectation in regards to it. But I think that's the goal, is just provide more value to the customer, more value to our team than what they expect. And then we will be good in business. But fine dining is something, maybe down the road, it's something I can dial one more as a passion project as we grow and multiple concepts and do that. But yeah, the fine dining, the things that I've heard, I think one of the biggest things is that it's just, there's a lot of ego a lot of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. and your ego gets in your way. And we say, you know, one of our things is your ego is not your amigo
mm-hmm.
with that. And a lot of times that's our biggest thing personally and professionally. And we want to keep that out of the business as much as possible.
Yep.
And I'll try to stay humble and let good things happen and just receive them. So, well, man, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's an extreme blessing to have you on the
yeah.
team. Your energy, come see him as a host and then a server,
ooh,
Patton.
Shit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, I love that customers are seeing you when they walk in.
Yeah.
I'm sure they walk in as a customer and leave as a fan.
Just give a little wave, yeah.
There you go, bye, man. Well, shit, yeah.
Shit,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Shit, well,
yeah.
One of the parts of this is we all take a swig of a sauce.
Okay.
And we cheers and take a shot of sauce. So pick your
poison.
We're on the Mustafa Curry today.
Mustafa
yeah.
Curry.
I really like it on the wings.
Shit, yeah. I'll be there.
Is there like a
I last
open it?
The last
open
time
it, we'll throw it back.
Oh, really?
Last
okay.
one I did hot as shit, and that was not probably the best.
I'm taking the shit, yeah. You took too long.
If I can,
yeah, I'll do drizzle.
Tab up there, yeah. All
right. Shake to activate. We don't put any preservatives in it, so that's why it separates for anybody who thinks.
It's actually healthy. There's some vitamin C and D in there with our new recipe. So get your daily vitamins by drinking, maybe taking a shot of this every morning.
Yeah, I got a little cap
consistency.
All right.
Sounds like a smoothie. It's not.
All right.
It's definitely not a smoothie.
Maybe mix it up.
Ooh. Cheers.
All right.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shit, yeah.
Cheers. Quality control again.
Quality control.
Shit, yeah.
It tastes good.
It does taste good. All right. Drizzle's probably my new favorite.
Episode 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.